the name of Jesus. Amen. Welcome to day 20 of Watch Feast 2015. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. We're getting there, and God has been our help and our strength, and we really want to say thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness. Thank you, Lord. Let's just give him thanks. Let's thank him for strength he's granted us. Let's thank him for access that is given to us to be able to come boldly into the holiest. Let's thank him for the blood that's given us this access. Let's thank him for the reconciliation that we now have within us and God. Let's thank God for the reviving of our soul by his word. Let's thank God for the perfecting work by the help of the Holy Spirit. I want you to particularly thank God for the new thing God has begun in your life. I don't know about you, but I can testify that God has begun a new thing in my life. He says, behold, I do a new thing. Do you not see it? So let's just thank God for the new. Let's thank God for the new. Let's thank God for the new thing is begun in our lives. Spirit of God, we want to thank you tonight for your power, your presence, your glory, your goodness, your faithfulness, your committedness to us. Lord, thank you, Father, we can clearly say we see your finger, we see your hand. Lord, we can clearly testify that you have been our strength. You have been our help. You have been our strength. You have been our refuge and our hiding place. We just want to say we bless you. Give you the glory. Give you the glory. Raboshara rabaya rabosa. Yendere brohu rekalabra roshara rabaya rabosa. Yambarabas kerabaya rabosa rabaya rabosa. Nemo lo prevede brabalo carabalo koshibra rabalo con radio boscre de baya rabosa. Nambaya robasera boscara rabaya rabosa rabalo corro boscre de baya rabosa. Intarabra do hurricada bradia ramasan rede hoscara rabosa. Just build up yourself tonight, just as we come before the Lord. Let's forget to offer the Lord our worship as priests unto God, for he has revived our priesthood. Let's not forget our edge that we have to minister to him. And clear like David said, Lord, may my prayer be like incense, may the lifting up of my hands be like the evening sacrifice. So let's just come before the Lord tonight as priests unto our God. The Bible says he has made us a nation, a kingdom of priests. A nation, a kingdom of kings unto our God. Father, tonight we just want to acknowledge your lordship. We acknowledge your presence, your power. We acknowledge your kingdom. We stand tonight first as priests unto our God. We are here to offer sacrifice. Lord Almighty, holy sacrifice. A holy sacrifice. Want us to sing this song, we will seek you first, Lord. You will hear our voices early in the morning, late in the night. We will sing your praises. We will give you the glory. We will offer to you our lives as a holy sacrifice. We will seek you first.
We will seek you first, Lord. You will hear our voices Early in the morning and late in the night, we will sing your praises, giving you the glory, offering our lives to you, a holy sacrifice.
Let's sing together. We will seek you first, Lord.
We will seek you first, Lord.
You will hear our voices.
You will hear our voices.
Early in the morning.
Early in the morning and late in the night.
We will sing your praises.
We will sing your praises. Give you the glory. Offering our lives to you, a holy sacrifice.
Sing to God. Say, we will.
We will seek you first, Lord.
And you will hear our voices.
You will hear our voices.
Early in the morning.
Early in the morning.
And late in the night.
Late in the night.
We will.
We will sing your praises,
giving you the glory,
giving you the glory,
in offering our lives,
offering our lives to you, a holy sacrifice.
Come on, somebody say, God,
we will seek you first, Lord.
You will hear our voices,
you will hear our voices,
early in the morning.
Late in the night.
We will sing your praises.
We will sing your praises.
Giving you the glory.
Giving you the glory.
Offering our very lives.
Offering our lives to you.
As a holy sacrifice.
As a holy sacrifice.
Praise our prayer tonight. May our praise.
May our praise arise and hear, O Lord, serve you.
May our worship be.
May our worship be our praise.
Make it a prayer.
May our praise arise. May our praise arise again. O Lord, to you.
May our worship.
May our worship be.
Offering our lives to you, a holy sacrifice.
offering our lives to you.
Offering our lives to you. A holy sacrifice.
Offering our lives to you.
Offering our lives to you.
A holy sacrifice. May our praise arise.
May our praise arise and give.
Lift those holy hands to the Lord. That's what this priest do. Lift himself and say,
may our worship be a praise, O Lord,
unto you. Come on, let every priest raise their hands and say,
may my praise arise. Unto you, honor you, may my worship be a praise, O Lord, to you.
I will sing one more time. May my praise,
arise again.
Giving you the glory that you deserve, and offering my life,
to you.
Come on, let every priest tonight say, I will seek you first, Lord.
I will seek you first, Lord.
Say, you will hear my voice, Lord. Early,
early in the morning and late in the night,
I will sing your praise.
I will sing your praise.
Giving you the glory.
Giving you the glory.
Offering my very life.
Offering my life to you. A holy sacrifice.
So I pray tonight. May my praise.
May my praise arise again.
Lord, may my worship,
be a praise.
Not my prayer tonight.
Oh Lord,
come and sing it again. Lord, may my praise. As I come boldly before you tonight, may my offering be acceptable. May my praise arise as a sweet incense, smelling incense. May my worship be acceptable in your sight, because it brings a sweet smell, expensive fragrance before you. Lord, I offer myself tonight as a living sacrifice. Come on, priest. Come on, priest. Come on, priest. Come on, priest. Don't forget the Lord has raised our priesthood anointing to another level. And so it's easy for us to minister to the Lord. It's easy for us to stand before the Lord without wrath, without judgment, with the mercy of God, and to say, Father, we are your priest, O God. We are your priest, O God. Come on, I want every priest speaking to God. I want every priest offering sacrifice tonight. I want everybody saying, Lord, here am I. Here am I. I bring an offering to you. I bring a sacrifice. May my prayer be as an incense. May my worship be as fragrance. Lord, may be pleased in your nostrils. May my life be a sweet-smelling fragrance. May it bring honor, may it bring joy, may it bring gladness to your heart. Lord, may my praise be acceptable. May it bring smile, may it bring glory to you. May it exalt you, may it recognize you, may it magnify you. Lord, tonight I stand as priest to our God. Father, shout out. Let's sing it again. May our praise the rise up into the mother's say. May my praise all arise at Jesus, O Lord, to you. May my worship, may my worship be a praise, O Lord. Let's sing it one more time. Let every priest say, Lord, may my praise
arise again. O Lord,
may my worship,
may my worship be a praise.
I will seek your face.
I will seek your face, Lord.
You will hear.
You will hear my voice, Lord.
Early in the morning.
Early in the morning. And late in the night.
Give me in the praise.
I will sing your praise, Lord.
Give you the glory.
Giving you the glory.
Offering you.
Offering my life to you. A holy sacrifice.
Come on, give him your praise tonight. Give him your incense tonight. Give him your worship tonight. Give him your sacrifice. Say, Father,
here I am to worship. Here I am to bow. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're together loving, all together worthy. All together wonderful to me.
Some other things, here I am.
Here I am to do worship. And here I am to bow down. And here I am to say that you're my God. You're all together worthy. You're all together worthy. Oh, all together wonderful to me.
Well, I'm saying, here I am to worship.
Here I am to worship.
Let everybody say, here.
So he is. He is the life that lightens your world. Left to the enemy, your life will be dark, your ways will be crooked. For the Lord, the light of the world, release the light out of darkness, that you may see the glory of Christ. So he's worthy to give him glory. He is deserving of every praise. He is deserving of every worship. Blessed be his name. Blessed be his name. But I worship. Come on, go and worship him. You are his priest anyway. Worship him. You are his priest. You are his minister. You are his servant. You are the servant of the Lord. You are one of those who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Now come on, lift up those holy hands to the sanctuary and bless his name. Say yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come on, bless him. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Shall we say, King of all days, say,
King of all days, also highly exalted, your glorious in
humbly you came,
humbly you came, to the earth you created, all for all day you became Lord.
King of all days, stay with me.
King of all days, oh so mighty exalted. Created and all for us.
And we sing it again.
King of all men,
that's the way. Him tonight, the King of all days, who is so glorious, awesomely glorious, yet he humbled himself, all because he loves you. Humbled himself, took on the appearance of frail humanity, so that through his death, he can raise you up to walk upon the stormy sea. For through his death, he can raise us up to stand upon the mountains. That through his death, we can be strengthened by his spirit in our inner man, and we can conquer the scourge of sin and death. Father, we bless you tonight. Father, we honor you tonight. Father, we acclaim tonight. Give you the glory. Give you the praise. Somebody give him the glory. Somebody give him the praise. I thought you would clap, you would shout, you would do something crazy. Come on! Hallelujah! Glory to God. Amen. Praise this name. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Oh my God, I trust in thee. Lift your voice to him tonight. Say, Father, I bring myself before you. Raise my voice to you. I lift my soul to you. To you alone do I lift my soul. My mind, my intellect. I yield my will to you. I surrender my faculty, my thinking, my sense. I surrender to you, Father. Come on, make that commitment to the Lord and say, Father, here I am before you. I yield my soul before you. Yield my mind. Yield everything within me. You are my God. You are my strength. You are all I need.
You're my helper. I'm going to talk to God tonight. Talk to God tonight. Sing it again.
Unto thee, O Lord,
unto thee, O Lord,
you are lift up my soul,
you are lift up my soul.
Unto thee, O Lord,
unto thee, O Lord,
you are lift up my soul, some other say.
Do I lift up my soul?
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
I trust in thee.
I trust in thee.
not be ashamed.
Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me.
Let me not be ashamed.
Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me.
Let me not be ashamed, Jesus.
Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemies triumph over me.
Just lift your voice and just say, Father, remember not the sins of my youth. Never let my enemies triumph over me. Lift your voice and make your prayer tonight. I am your priest. I am your servant. I am the one that stands by night in the house of the Lord. The devil cannot accuse me. I've been washed by the blood, sanctified by the word of God, and God's child. I'm born by the Spirit, born by the Word. He has sanctified me by His truth. For the last 20 days, God has been sanctifying us. And so we can say, Father, for the last 20 days, Your Word has sanctified me. Your Word has tried me. Your Word has purged me. So Father God Almighty, the enemy cannot accuse me. So Father God Almighty, the enemy cannot accuse me. My enemies cannot accuse me for You. And they will not rejoice over me. They will not triumph over me. Because I bear me the mark of Christ. I am one of those born in Zion. Thank you, Father God, for forgiveness. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for the mercy seat. Thank you for the blood that speaks better things than blood of Abel. Thank you for the blood of sprinkling. The blood of Christ's mercy. So, Father God Almighty, I am an object of your mercy. Doesn't matter what the enemy has accused and said against me, Father God, they are nullified because the blood avails for me. Because your mercy speaks on my behalf. And I give you praise tonight. Father, as I bring my offerings, I bring my prayer and request, Lord, shall be availing your sight for the effectual fervent prayer of me, the righteous. Make my power available. Thank you, Father, because as I stand before you in righteousness that Christ has purchased for me, my prayer shall have power, my voice shall have resonance in the Spirit, I will have impact, Lord Almighty, in the camp of the enemy, and I will overcome every attack of the enemy. And I'll bring you glory. I'll bring you praise. Lift your voice tonight and bless the Lord in the Spirit. Because surely your enemies will not triumph over you. However hard they try, they will not triumph over you. Because the word of the Lord has gone ahead of you. So lift your voice and just say, Father, just see that in the Spirit. Seal those prophetic words in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Tonight we're going to be praying in accordance with the blessing of the enemy. There comes a time when your enemies attack you so long for so much, and then they lose hope. And then they see the futility of their effort, and then they have no choice but to give up. But not only they give up, they bless you. Hallelujah. And I think that's where God is bringing us in this season in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Because we stand before God justified. The enemy can't accuse us. I ever had a try, we will triumph over them in the name of Jesus. I want us to take a blessing. I want us to take a burden from the book of 1 Samuel chapter 26 today. Book of 1 Samuel chapter 26, and then it's going to craft the way we'll pray tonight in the name of Jesus. But first of all, pray in the Holy Ghost with me. Continue to pray in the Spirit. The Bible says keep on praying in the Spirit with all manner of prayer and supplication, with all manner of request and prayer. So lift your voice and pray in the Holy Spirit with me.
Pray in the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Tonight, God is bringing upon our life the blessing of the enemy. The Bible says, instead of curses, the false prophet Balaam began to bless the people of Israel. He says, I cannot curse him that God has blessed. It doesn't matter how much he was paid, he couldn't get himself to curse the people God has blessed. We are a people that God has blessed. Our enemies can't curse us. Hallelujah. Every curse passes to blessing. Amen. Every divination, every enchantment turns into favor and blessing. Come and lift your voice in the name of Jesus. For that way the enemy intended for evil, God will turn around for good. For every attack and every aster and every arrow that the enemy has shot, we go back in the name of Jesus. And the enemy will say, we made a mistake. We bless you. Come on, lift your voice in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Flip to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 26. We'll read from verse 1 to 25. That's from verse 1 to the end. And it documents the life of David again. We've been studying a lot about David, even though David was not the only one that wrote the book of Psalms, but most of the book of Psalms were credited to David. Praise the name of Jesus. So when you read the Psalms, by default you think it's David. And most of the Psalms you could see, they carry the spirit of the anointing of the prophet. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. And in this instance, the book of 1 Samuel chapter 26, the Bible records or documented an episode that's very interesting between David and his enemies. And I believe the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus that the same thing will be your testimony in the name of Jesus. So 1 Samuel 26 from verse 1. Praise the name of Jesus. The Bible says the Ziphites went to Saul at Gibeah and they said, is not David hiding on the hill of Achilah, which faces Jeshimon? So Saul went down to the desert of Ziph with his 3,000 chosen men of Israel to search there for David. Of course, you know, fairly to kill him. The Bible says in verse 3, Saul made his camp beside the road on the hill of Achilah facing Jeshimon, but David stayed in the desert. When he saw that Saul had followed him there, he sent out scouts and learned that Saul had definitely arrived. Verse 5. After then, David set out and went to the place where Saul had camped. That means that they were now in the same place. He saw where Saul and Abner, son of Ner, the commander of the army, had lain down. Remember we spoke about Abner on Sunday? Praise the Lord, as the leader of Saul's army. So the Bible says here, so he saw where Abner was lying down, with Saul lying down inside the camp with the army and camped around him. Then David asked Abimelech the Hittite and Abishai, son of Zeruiah, Joab's brother, who will go down into the camp with me to Saul? I'll go with you, said Abishai. So David and Abishai went to the army by night. And there was Saul lying asleep inside the camp with a spear stuck in the ground near his head. Abner and the soldiers were lying around him, everyone fast asleep. In the name of Jesus. So these were David's enemies. They came to look for him. But before he got to them, they had fallen asleep. If you want, he could have taken their lives out. But scripture says here, in verse 8, is it? Abishai said to David, today, God has delivered your enemy into your hands. Now, let me pin him to the ground with one thrust of my spear. I won't strike him twice. That's how mighty men speak. Ekoni. Alright, but listen to how the king speaks. This is how a leader speaks. Praise the Lord. Alright, but David said to Abishai, don't destroy him. Who can lay a hand on the Lord's anointed and be guiltless? As surely as the Lord lives, he said, the Lord himself will strike him. Somebody said, the Lord himself will strike him. I can't hear. Somebody say the Lord himself will strike him. So one of the things God will bring you to understand in leadership is that God will fight the battles for you. You hold your peace. Amen. Don't touch those anointed.
God is sufficient to deal with your enemies himself. God will strike them down himself. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, so David said to him, don't destroy him. Who can lay a hand on the Lord's anointed and give this? But said, as surely as the Lord lives, he said, the Lord himself will strike him. Either in his time will come and he will die, or he will go into battle and perish. How many people, that's what happened? A prophetic word against its Saul, against his enemy. The Bible says in the next verse, verse 11, but the Lord forbid that I should lay a hand on the Lord's anointed. Now get the spear and water jug that are near his head and let's go. So David took the spear and water jug near Saul's head and they left. No one saw or knew about it, nor did anyone wake up. I mean, this was God at work. I mean, these are men who are trained to war, for war. You don't sleep. Warriors do not sleep. But how come they slept and snored all the way up, or they got to the head of the king and took his jaw and his spear? And the chief commander in chief of Danzo was still snoring and Tony and saying, you know, that's the way you sweet around 4 a.m. If you change it. When the alarm rings, you say, no, Mba. This is not very time for anybody to wake up. Anybody who needs to rest should sleep and turn by 4 a.m. I think it was around 4 a.m. Abner had to turn and say, let war rest. Tomorrow morning we will face war again. Because God was working on David. I want to say tonight in the name of the Lord, God is working on your behalf. Amen. God will put your enemy to slumber. Amen. And you will dispossess them. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Do you want to pray that in the Holy Ghost a little bit? Pray in the Holy Spirit now a little bit. Pray in the Holy Spirit now a little bit. Brother Shikara Rabasha. Oh, thank you, Lord, for what you are doing to our adversaries. For this day you set a table for us in the presence of our enemies. You anoint our head with oil and our cup run over. Clearly, your goodness and your mercy prevails ahead of us. And you put our enemies to slumber and to sleep. We give you praise, Father. Hallelujah. I'll ask you to hear some prayer. Pray in the Holy Ghost a little bit more. Pray in the Holy Spirit a little bit more. Pray in the Holy Ghost a little bit more. God is doing something here tonight. Brotherhood, brother, shikara ba yarabosha, nene ne bosha. Yes, my God, kara bosha. Daba ba yarabosha, daba ba yaragada. Buhure kada ba basandra desh. Daba ba barido turs kada ba yarabosha desh. Nene mosanda. Derebo roko tobra derebosha desh. Nene maraka tobra desh. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Verse 13. 1 Samuel 26, verse 13. The Bible says, then David crossed over to the other side and stood on top of the hill, some distance away. There was a wide space between them. He called after the army unto Abner, son of Ner. Aren't you going to answer me, Abner? Abner replied, who are you who calls the king? David said, you are a man, aren't you, and who is like you in Israel? Why didn't you guard your lord the king? Someone came to destroy your lord and the king. Your lord the king. What have you done? What you have done is not good. As surely as the Lord lives, you and your men deserve to die because you did not guard your master, the Lord's anointed. Look around you. Where are the king's spear and water jug that were near his head? Saul recognized David's voice and said, is that your voice, David, my son? That's what the Lord, when the Lord fights your battles for you, your enemies will wish you were their son, but you are too good for them. Hallelujah. You are God's son. When God fights your battles for you, your enemies will envy you. They will envy your sonship. They will envy your paternity because God is fighting for you. Praise the name of Jesus. Yeah, hallelujah. So Bible says David replied on verse 17. So David replied, yes, it is my lord the king, and he hardened. Why is my lord pursuing his servant? What have I done? And what wrong am I guilty of? Now let my lord the king listen to his servant's words. If the Lord has incited you against me, then may he accept an offering. If, however, men have done it, may they be cursed before the Lord. They have now driven me from my share in the Lord's inheritance, and have said, go serve other gods. Now, do not let my blood fall to the ground far from the presence of the Lord. The king of Israel has come out to look for a flea as one hunts a partridge in the mountains. You see, a man is very humble.
These are deep dimensions of a Davidic life. And Bible continues in verse 21. I don't even know if it was you that you had an opportunity to insult an old man. You would tend to kiss. How many people know that's what we do? Old man, you don't respect yourself. A whole king like you, looking after, following and trying to kill a fool like me. You are a disgrace to your generation. That's what a 21st century young man would say. In fact, come on, let us fight. In fact, the man will even live to tell the tale, because the moment your guy is edged, you'll have cut his head off. Have you clearly? Who cares about Lord? God will talk to us and say, I'm here to deal with my enemies. But David made a pronunciation. He said, either two things will happen to this man. Either he goes to battle and he perishes, or he kills himself. But I will not have a hand in the hand of the Lord's anointed. And that is one of the things that endeared God to David. That David will respect my anointing. Hello, people. Praise the Lord. And so it was easy for God to fight his battles for him. God will fight the battles for him in the name of Jesus. So Bible says, verse 30, 21, then Saul said, I have sinned. Come back, David, my son. Because you consider my life precious today, I will not try to harm you again. Surely, I have acted like a fool, and I have heard myself. Now, the old man called himself a fool. It was not the young man that said, you are a foolish old man. Hello, people. Never let anything this generation that try to say that you are open high make you go contrary to God's word. You cannot open your mouth and insult God's anointed. You have no right to do that. Praise the Lord. Amen. You leave God to deal with his anointed. Praise the Lord. It is not in your place to fight God's battle for him. He calls them, he raises them, he anoints them, he sends them forth. When they mess up, he knows how to withdraw them, kill them, and bury them himself. Have you read the story of Moses? Don't let the blood of any anointed one fall from your hand. Let God kill his men himself. And I said that to this generation who said that all those pastors, what did they do, sir? All of them are thieves. Never say that. Praise the Lord. Because when God was calling them and anointing them, you were never there. You have no right to judge God's anointing. I don't care who is preaching it. I don't care what they have told you. It's a way to easy death. David would have died before his time if he did that. 21 times, Saul attempted to spear, to use the spear to kill him. The spear just went away. Angels diverted the spears because God was fighting David's battle. And David understood that he wasn't that smart. It was God fighting for him. You need to understand that God will fight your battle for you. Don't fight your battles yourself. Praise the name of Jesus. And I always say it to people in the 21st century who try to open high with churches, with pastors. It's a new phenomenon. Even jesters, the jesting they do now is they go to church and they jest about Jesus, they jest about pastors, they jest about pastors who are running away, pastors who are sleeping around. It is not your place to do. You do not judge God's anointed. Hello, people. If you don't have respect from your family, understand there is respect in the kingdom of God. We have to teach you. Because many of you did not have fathers, you didn't have mothers, you didn't have people who taught you to respect. When you come into the kingdom, we have to teach you the way of Christ. When someone says, he's the anointed of the Lord, he's not your mate. Hallelujah. Praise God. You honor God who called them. And they may be very dysfunctional, terrible people, absolutely crazy, but it's not your place to use your mouth to judge them. You, two things you can do. If you're in their church, let's say for instance, I'm the crazy pastor. All right. Yes, no, maybe in your sight, I'm a crazy pastor. Two things you can do. Never say anyone against me. Number one, pray for me. If you're tired of praying for me, go to another church. Let me ask your neighbor, does you understand what pastor just said? Very simple things, two things. Pray for him. If you can't take it, no more. I have prayed enough. 1 year I have prayed. The man has not changed. He's getting crazier by the day. What should you do?
Everyone, take a walk to the church next door and you'll be safe. But if you stand just, I'm not going anywhere. My cat has gone there. We leave the church. Ah, we bought him his car. Ah, we bought him his house. Yeah?
May God have mercy on you. Just count your loss. Eh? Carry your bag. Tell your wife, woman, let us go somewhere. Or your husband, bros. Now go, I guess so. But for you to stand and begin to say, when he's preaching or when she's preaching, and you begin to say to your neighbor, man, so okay. Someone say, you go out. Are you guilty? I said, say, ha. Don't join them. Many times when I was growing up in church, as a member of a church, as a young minister in the church, I sat under some of the craziest, weirdest pastors you could ever walk under. I'm supposed to be one of the most wicked pastors you could ever meet in your life if I learned their ways. I'm telling you. But I went to Master Shimolo. I said, I can't take this anymore. Sir, my pastor is getting crazy by the day, sir. Sir, what can I do, sir? He looked at me and said, hey, young man. I said, I've tried to get him to change. He has not changed. He said, two things you can do for him. What exactly what I told you? What are those two things? Number one, pray for him. Number two, what has Shimolo taught me? I'm saying the same thing to you because that's what God's word says. Never attack God's anointed. Okay? Pray in the Holy Ghost on that. Because you will live long. I said you will live long. The enemy that is trying to make you open high with church pastors, bishops, apostles, he's trying to cut your life short. You will not succeed. You will live long. I said you will live long. I tell you will live long. You will live long. You will not insult elders. You will not insult God's servants. With long life, God will satisfy you. Bible says, honor the Lord, honor your father and your mother, that your days will be long upon the earth. I say you will live long. I say you will live long. I know what I'm saying. No? I say you will live long. Because you will not speak against God's anointed again. You will live long in Jesus' name. Alright, I don't know how we got here, but it's all good. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. If you still remember, where were we? So we can wrap it up. 22. Thank you, baby. Hallelujah. Now, the Bible says... No, that's not... I wasn't there yet, yeah? 21, please. 22. Okay, my defense switched at the time. 22. So, the Bible says, here is the king's spear. David answered, let one of your young men come over and get it. The Lord rewards every man for his righteousness and faithfulness. The Lord delivered you into my hands today, but I will not lay a hand on the Lord's anointed. As surely as I value your life today, so may the Lord value my life and deliver me from all trouble. I thought someone would say amen. And God had this prayer. Because after Saul killed himself in battle, and David became king, and all hell was let loose, including his own son, rose up again to kill him. They couldn't succeed. They killed themselves. God made it happen because David valued the life of Saul. And so God delivered David. If you value what God values, God will deliver you. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in verse 20-25, then Saul said to David, may you be blessed. Now, this is what happens when your enemies start blessing you. And you know, David is the anointed of the Lord. He says, may you be blessed, my son David. You will do great things and surely triumph. So he was even saying that, I know you will overcome me. I want you to pray and say, Father, lead me
to lead such a powerful life until my enemies are going to bless me. Lift your voice. The Bible says, so David went on his way and Saul returned home, of course, to go and die. Lord, lead me to live such a powerful life that my enemies will say of me in blessing, may you be blessed. You will do great things. David said, oh, yes. David was blessed. David did great things. And David triumphed. You will triumph. You will do great things. You will be blessed. I said, you will be blessed. I said, you will do great things. I said, you will triumph. I said, you will be blessed. I said, you will do great things. And you will triumph. Lift your voice and say, Father, this is mine. I receive it. Pray in the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Pray in the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Father, Oscarabasha. May the Lord bless you, my son. May you do great things. May you surely triumph. May the Lord bless you, my son. You will do great things and you will surely triumph. May the Lord bless you, my son. May you do great things and you shall surely triumph. May the Lord bless you, my son. May you do great things. You shall surely triumph. Lift your voice and pray this dimension. Pray this dimension. Right in the midst of the enemy attack, you will triumph. Right in the midst of enemy attack, you will do great things. Right in the midst of enemy attack, you will be blessed indeed. I declare tonight, by the Spirit of God, according to the scriptures that cannot be broken, right in the midst of every attack of your adversaries, hear the word of the Lord. You will walk in blessing. You will do great things. You will surely triumph. I say one more time over you in the name of Jesus. Right in the midst of the attack of the enemy against you, the Bible says the enemy has attacked Joseph, but Joseph's bow remained in strength. I declare in the name of the Lord Jesus that right in the midst of the attack of the adversary, you will triumph, you will do great things, and you will be blessed indeed. Right in the midst of the attack of your adversaries, you will be blessed indeed, you will do great and mighty things, and you will surely triumph at last. Lift your voice and say, Father, I give you praise for this, and that this is my destiny, and I bless you. In the name of Jesus. Come on, I pray the Holy Ghost, 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 pray the Holy Ghost. We didn't just read that. We released that as a spirit life. That this word of blessing will go ahead of us. And our enemy's camp will begin to issue prophecies concerning us. That we will be blessed. That we will do greater things than they did. And I will surely triumph over them. Even our enemies themselves will say, I know you will see my hand. They would tear themselves. I know you. Jonathan said to David, Jonathan, I know you are the next king. I know my father will die. I know you are the next king. All these attacks that my father is attacking you, it will not last. You are the next king. He says, but please remember me. When you become king, it was a pity. That's why David wept like a baby when Jonathan died. Because Jonathan said, I know you are going to be the next king. I'm supposed to be, because the way it is, if Saul was the king, the next king was supposed to be who? Jonathan. That's the way it is. He said, look, I know God has provided for my father and my father's family. You are the next king. When you become king, remember me. In the camp of your enemies right now, they know they don't stand a chance against you. They are struggling, they are fighting, they are doing everything, but they know that you are their winner. They know you are their leader. They know you will surely transform them. That's exactly what happened. Saul said, I know. I'm just beating my time. My heart is growing weaker and weaker. Your heart is growing stronger and stronger. The Bible says in those days, the house of Saul was growing weaker and weaker. Saul knew that. Even though David said, I'm a flea. Physically speaking, he looked like the flea, the fugitive. But if you went into the realm of the spirit, David was the king. And Saul was the flea. And because Saul was not anointed, he understood that he was the flea and then he was the king. That's why he said, look, my son, you will do great things. He was not speaking by revenge. He was speaking by prophecy as an anointed of the Lord. God was speaking to him that you are the next king. You will be mighty. You will be blessed. You will do greater things than I have done, and you will show it over me. He was speaking prophetically, and everything he spoke came to pass. We are coming into that season when our enemies will know that they don't stand a chance against us. When our enemies will know that God is with us like the mighty and terrible one. When our adversaries will know that we are the leader and they are the fleas. They will understand that their defense has gone from them and that God is now on our side. Lift your voice and say, Father, that is me. May I be blessed. May I do great things. May I surely triumph. May I be blessed. May I do great things. May I surely triumph. May I be blessed. May I do great things. May I surely... Come on, lift your voice and declare that. Speak the prophetic word. Saul was speaking on the prophetic anointing of the anointed as a king of Israel. Anointed by Samuel. With an original, authentic anointing. So I know you will do great things. I know you will be blessed. I know you will surely overcome. Hallelujah. Baro Rosaya. Mashibrohuraga. Marababa Shidabayaba. And I say that and I declare that over everyone here under the influence of this meeting. You will be blessed indeed. You will do great things. You will surely triumph. Hallelujah. Alright, speak to someone 39 tonight and let's receive. How many people are enjoying this prophetic meeting? This is a prophetic season. This is like a revival meeting, actually. Praise God. And everything that was supposed to be quickened, God will quicken it in the midst of this meeting. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm actually believing the Lord that God will help us to be able to bring out a prayer booklet out of this. Hallelujah. After them to put it together, we're going to put together a prayer booklet. The power of the Psalms. And I have some other things I'm going to add to it and tie it up. Different things you can do at different times. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. May the Lord make it happen in Jesus' name. Alright, Psalm 130. You can never go through this kind of spirit experience and come out the same. You've shaped destinies. You've shaped decades, generations by God's prophetic word. Hallelujah. Psalm 139. Amen. Three, go. O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going up and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in, behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day. For darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they will outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. If only you will slay the wicked, O God. Away from me, you bloodthirsty men. They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord? And abhor those who rise up against you. I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me,
and lead me in the way everlasting.
Amen.
Psalm 140. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, some of the Psalms have complained that, you know, when you get to that point, when you complain and say, the enemy is after me, one of the times when Saul was trying to kill him with a spear. So David was bearing his heart out to the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, Lord, you cannot allow the enemy to get me. Listen to this. Psalm 143, go. Rescue me, O Lord, from evil men. Protect me from men of violence who devise evil plans in their hearts and set up war every day. They make their tongues as sharp as a serpent's. The poison of vipers is on their lips. Keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Protect me from men of violence who plan to trip my feet. Proud men have written a snare for me. They have spread out the cords of their net and have set traps for me along my path. O Lord, I say to you, you are my God. Hear, O Lord, my cry for mercy. O sovereign Lord, my strong deliverer, who shields my head in the day of battle. Do not grant the wicked their desires, O Lord. Do not let their plans succeed, or they will become proud. Let the hands of those who surround me be covered with the trouble their lips have cursed. Let burning coals fall upon them. May they be thrown into the fire, into merry pits, never to rise. Let slanderers not be established in the land. May disaster undown men of violence. I know that the Lord secures justice for the people and oppose the cause of the needy. Surely the righteous will praise your name, and the upright will live before you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalm 141. And if you have time, you can read the book of 1 Samuel chapter 26. It basically spoke about what was happening when Saul eventually discovered, when Saul eventually discovered that it was foolish to have been pursuing David after all. Your enemies will understand now that they have been foolish pursuing you. They should have done some more meaningful time with them. Or everyone aligned with them and say, well, lead us to the will of your God. How do they do them? But they are too cocky and too proud. You will triumph over them. Amen. I want to declare one more time. You will triumph over them.
Amen.
You shall be blessed over them.
Amen.
You will do greater things than they have done.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. So we declare this. Psalm 141. Three, go. O Lord, I call to you. Come quickly to help me. Hear my voice when I call to you. May my prayer be set before you like incense. May the lifting up of my hands be like the evening sacrifice. Set a guard over my mouth, O Lord. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Let not my heart be drawn toward this evil. So take part in wicked deeds with men who are evildoers. Let me not eat of their delicacies. Let a righteous man strike its kindness. Let him rebuke me. It is oil on my head. My head will not refuse it. Yet my prayer is ever against the deeds of the evildoers. Their rulers will be thrown down from the cliffs, and the wicked will learn that my words were well spoken. They will say, as one plows and breaks up the earth, so our bones have been scattered at the mouth of the grave. But my eyes are fixed on you, O sovereign Lord. In you I take refuge. Do not give me over to death. Keep me from the snares they have laid for me, from the traps set by evildoers. Let the wicked fall into their own nets while I pass by in safety. Can I hear a big amen? Someone say, Father, in the name of Jesus, preserve my soul from the snare of the wicked ones. Deliver me from every act of wickedness. In the name of Jesus, say, Father, may my prayer be acceptable in place of incense, and may the lifting of my hands in gratitude and in dedication to you may be accepted as an evening sacrifice. Lift your voice, pray the Holy Ghost. Parosha. Nene borrakatorra katarari moskeri de bashara. Nene brahantorra galabrada da boskara da basha. Two things we are going to be doing. We are going to be waging war against the enemy. We are going to be worshiping the Lord as he prays. Hallelujah. We're going to come to that point tomorrow where we understand that worship is a weapon of warfare. And if you really want to devastate the camp of the enemy, God will set worship. He will set ministry. He will set the priesthood ministry ahead. We come into that season, friends, where we'll not fret or be anxious, but we'll release our priesthood anointing and our priesthood ministry of worship, and God will fight our battles. Spirit of living God. Yes, Lord. We receive. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Psalm 142. Psalm 142. Three, go. Amen. Amen. I think it's always important for me to, so that we can get into the spirit. Like you're trying to understand what informed this person to scribble what he wrote. Now, David wrote the book of Psalm 142 when he was in the cave of Adullam. When he was in one of those times running away from Saul. Praise the Lord. As a matter of fact, if you read the book of 1 Samuel chapter 24, you will discover that David was on one side of the cave, running away from Saul. And Saul was on the other side of the cave. But Saul couldn't touch him. Because God has protected him. Don't be afraid of what the enemy will do. God is a protection. So in the midst of this, David was writing the book of Psalm 142. Three goals. I cried aloud to the Lord. I lift up my voice to the Lord for mercy. I pour my complaint before Him. Before Him, I tell my trouble. When my spirit grows faint within me, it is You who know my way. In the path where I walk, men have hidden a snare for me. Look to my right and see. No one is concerned for me. I have no refuge. No one cares for my life. I cry to You, O Lord. I say, You are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Listen to my cry, for I am in desperate need. Rescue me from those who pursue me, for they are too strong for me. Set me free from my prison, that I may praise Your name. Then the righteous will gather about me because of Your goodness to me. Hallelujah. I say, because of God's goodness, the righteous shall gather to You in the name of Jesus. And we shall praise God with you. Aogbe Jesu gala ya mi. Aogbe Jesu gala ra mi. Aogbega, aogbega, aogbega. Aogbe Jesu gala ra mi. Hallelujah. People will look at you and glorify Jesus. The righteous will bless the Lord for you. In Jesus' name. And finally, Psalm 143. Psalm 143. And it's a prayer of mercy and for God's deliverance. And you see, one thing that is particularly interesting and moving in this psalm, well, it was a psalm of penitence. A psalm that he wrote when he was really down. And what was the reason? His son, Absalom, I just cornered all the people in David's camp and won them over to himself. And here, so David looked at, and David found out that even his chief counselor, Ahithophel, was gone. And this would have been with David forever. These were men who were with David, who had David overcome, who gave David wise counsel. The counsel of Ahithophel was the counsel of God. So you can imagine, because David was a warrior, David needed men, and God gave him this man. But in the midst of the attack of the enemy, Satan began to use the men that God gave him to circumvent his kingdom. His son Absalom, his chief counselor Ahithophel, and other mighty men around him. Now you can imagine, you get to your dynasty or whatever it is, and you find out everyone is gone. So David was frustrated, he was brokenhearted. The Bible says he had to leave because he had to go on exile. David had to go on exile. This is a man that God anointed three times. He had to go on exile. The Bible says he put ice on his head. And as he went and took his family, he was crying. He was weeping. It was in the midst of that he wrote the Psalms. Psalm 143. But guess what happened? God gave him victory. God gave him triumph. God will do the same thing for you. You may not understand the attack around you, the rebellion rises around you, the crisis and the complexity of human life around you. People that you have trusted have betrayed your trust. people that you have depended on have fallen in your hands, so to speak. But hear the word of the Lord. God is saying tonight, and I want to say one more time what Saul said over David, that you will be blessed. Amen. That you will do great things. Amen. That you will surely triumph. Amen. I want to say it again by the Spirit of God. Doesn't matter what you're going through right now. Doesn't matter the complications and the rebellion and the crisis you're going through in your life, your family, your work, your career, your ministry. I want to say by the Spirit of God that God pronounce you blessed. Amen. By God, you will do great and mighty things. Amen. By God, you will see the last of your enemies. Amen. Lift your voice, pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Marabashera. Nimbro upariga na basura ga dabra huta na bashara na bayam. Nara babaro kutura na balakalash. God will silence every rebellion, every insurrection, every attack. God will silence. You will be blessed. You will surely triumph. You will do great and mighty things. In the name of Jesus. Nereosha. In the name of Jesus. Psalm 143. And that's the last Psalm we receive for tonight. Three, go. Oh Lord, hear my prayer. Listen to my cry for mercy. In your faithfulness and righteousness, come to my relief. Do not bring your servant into judgment, for no one living is righteous before you. The enemy pursues me. He crushes me to the ground. He makes me dwell in darkness like those long dead. So my spirit grows faint within me. My heart within me is dismayed. I remember the days of long ago. I meditate on all your works and consider what your hands have done. I spread out my hands to you. My soul thirsts for you like a parched land. Answer me quickly, O Lord. My spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, or I will be like those who go down to the pit. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul. Rescue me from my enemies, O Lord, for I hide myself in you. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground. For your name's sake, O Lord, preserve my life. In your righteousness, bring me out of trouble. In your unfailing love, silence my enemies, destroy all my foes, for I am your servant. Did God destroy Absalom? Yes. Did God destroy Saul? Yes. Every enemy that is raised up against you, they will fall for your sake. Lift your voice and say, Father, I am blessed. I do great things. I will surely triumph. Come on, somebody prophesy and say, I am blessed. I surely will triumph. And I will do great things. Come on, announce it, declare it by yourself in the name of Jesus. Blessing for your body. Healing in any area of your life. Whether you need healing for your body, that's a blessing. Blessing, physical blessing, material blessing, financial blessing, blessing in your relationship. Your desires shall be granted. The Lord will fight your battles. And your enemies will not have a choice but to say, because God is in the midst of you, we see that you are blessed. We see that you will do great things. We see that you will surely triumph. Lift your voice and say, Father, this is my inheritance. This is my heritage. A blessing of the Lord. Great exploits in my day, in my time. Sure victory and triumph over every walk of darkness. My portion. Lift your voice in the name of Jesus. Lift your voice in Jesus' name. And claim this blessing. I am blessed. I do great things. I surely triumph. A blessing from the mouth of the enemy. But it's not their word. Because bless to them, they won't use good words to you. They won't prophesy good concerning you. But God will use them. Whether it is Balaam or it is Saul against David, or Balaam or Balak against Israel, they will say, these are a people that cannot be cursed. May they be blessed beyond all measure. May they overcome. May they surely triumph. May they do great and mighty things.
That shall be the word that will come out of the mouth of your adversaries. Because in your victory, God will show them their foolishness. Come and lift your voice and just soak that in. And just sing that in. You are built for victory. You are built for blessing. You are built for great exploits. For they that know their God shall be strong and do great exploits. You are built for great exploits. You are built for the blessing. Don't listen to the enemy that said that you are finished. You are not finished. They told them, then you are finished. It's a lie. David saw their last. Everyone who thought David was finished, David saw their last. You are not finished. God has just only started with you. You will do great things. You shall be blessed. You shall surely triumph. I say you will do great things. I say you will do great things. In this land of the living, you will do great things. Oshinkola. Oshinkoyi. Oshinkoabayanu. Oshinkola. Oshinkoyi. Oshinkoabayanu. When the Lord told again the captivity of Zion, they were like in a dream. Come and announce it and say, Father, I'll do exploit. I'll do great things. I will show a triumph. I will walk in blessing. That was Saul said over David. David, my son, may you be truly blessed. David, my son, may you do great things. David, my son, may you surely triumph. We announce this. We shall surely triumph over our enemies. We announce this. We shall do good efforts for our day. We announce this. We shall walk in perfect blessing of the Lord. Lift your voice and say, that's my portion. Come on, announce it for yourself. Lay your hands on your head and announce it and say, this is my portion. I receive every word God has spoken tonight. I will do great things. I will do great things. I will walk in blessing. I will surely triumph. Constantly, Koloba, Koloba. I dare you. We will overcome them. We will triumph over them. We will subdue our enemies. We will see their grave. Because God is on our side. Lift your voice and receive this. Receive it. You say, let it rest upon my head. Let this rest upon my head. Come on. Let all this word, prophetic word, rest on my head. Let them rest on my head. Let them manifest in my life. Belu Mari. Belu Mari. Beni Yori. Marobola Karabashanda. You raise me up.
So I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk the stormy sea. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up.
Hallelujah. For more understanding of the message you just received, or for counseling and bothering issues, visit us at number 360 Murtala Mohammed Way, Yaba, Lagos, every Tuesday from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. or call 01-893-8243. You can also join us on Sunday morning from 9 to 11:30 a.m. For further inquiries about the meetings or ministry, please call 01-893-8243 or email us at capstone_c@yahoo.com. God bless you for listening.